Chair Parker. There's one issue that I would like to make sure we're clear on what the board wants the rule to say, and that has to do with the in, on, or under provision. And if you will go to page 69 of your packet, everyone's found it, the middle of the page, page 69 of the packet. It says mining prohibited, removal of ore, preparation, washing, cleaning, or other treatment of metallic minerals in or on great ponds, rivers, brooks and streams, and coastal wetlands as defined in 38 MRS section 480B is prohibited except for the gold canning, etc. Board received a lot of comment on the in, on, or under. In this version of the rule, the mining is allowed under these resources. The basis statement before you doesn't really set forth the rationale, and we're going to probably need to add a sentence eventually before the board takes any vote today. But I just wanted to make sure that since this has gone back and forth, that at this point in time, mining under these resources would be allowed in the rule, and I just want to confirm that that is, at this point, it's not a vote, you know, the sense of the board, and that that is your thinking.
Question. Is it appropriate for me to read you a paragraph I just wrote off the top of my head? With regard to the under part of the of this situation, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to just throw this out here for the board and the board. Mining under the resources that have been named there. Mining under lakes, ponds, rivers, streams, floodplains, brooks, bogs, coastal wetlands, and/or oceans has a long and successful history of successful completion worldwide, with minimal negative impact on surface environments. In effect, bedrock underground mining activity worldwide is an engineering reality and is considered safe and non-polluting of groundwater or surface water resources. And that can be backed up by literature searches worldwide for the number of underground bedrock mining activities and their successful completion. I just thought I'd put that out there as an idea, because the discussion of in, on, or under, particularly under, draws rather significant negative comments because of a lack of understanding of the level of engineering, bedrock mining engineering has got to by the 21st century, as opposed to those things from quite a long time ago. So, and there are lots and lots under Detroit, under just a few, Belle Island, Newfoundland, Lake Erie, headwaters of Montana, Smith River, Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit City, Cape Breton, and many other places where there's active mining of salt, coal, and other resources, hundreds or thousands of feet below the surface, without any effect at all on the surface or on the groundwater, because it's below the standard groundwater levels. If you're thousands of feet below the surface, you're not talking about surface or groundwater, near surface groundwater. I just thought I'd throw that out there as a thought that would support the fact that we are not prohibiting, or some of us, all of us, I don't know, are not permitting or are permitting, but not requiring, underground activity, as opposed to open pit.
Okay, I would. That is helpful. I would suggest, though, at this point in time, I just want to get the sense that the board is comfortable with the mining under, and we could, after hearing from the public, deal with any other modifications. We could take some of your input, maybe draft a sentence or two to summarize that, before a vote of the board is taken. So perhaps we could take a brief recess before we worked on any particular language. But I just wanted to make sure that that was the sense of the board before we finish this portion of the meeting.
Well, I think along that line, I think the wording assess seems appropriate when you say in or on. If anything is done under, it takes a special review by the department. It's got to meet some very stringent requirements before it can even be considered. So it doesn't permit under, but it doesn't prohibit it. But if the technology supports it, then it could be allowed. And I think that's appropriate.
Okay. Well, we'll draft some language before this final vote taken for your consideration.
I think the wording we have on 69 covers it quite well.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions?